Good morning.
Well, first day of school under the books. We had a school board meeting. Kind of hit the highlights for us.
Well, by most accounts, we had a highly anticipated and pretty successful reopening school, I think, yesterday. And so hopefully that will continue throughout the week as we get all of our school kids, students, especially those that are on the hybrid model at the middle and high school, into school for their first couple days of in-person. It was our first board meeting. It was intended to be our second, but it was our first due to the derecho pushing us back, both with school starting and in-person board meetings last night. So it was a relatively short meeting, a little over an hour. We had a number of recognitions, including four people that I recognized for going up and beyond during our time of closure and preparation for the reopening. So we had Stacy Toole Crawford, our lead district nurse, Jennifer Harrington, our technology coordinator, Jennifer Gray, who is really the glue within our buildings and grounds and custodial department. She's our executive assistant, and Dr. Lisa Stevenson for her past and ongoing efforts relative to our return to learn, particularly with curriculum instruction, embarking on a lot of new ways of doing things, including virtually here. Probably the biggest thing on our regular agenda was a new partnership that we've struck with MECDANE Corporation of Marshalltown in providing a helpline for our families and kids as it relates certainly to any questions, concerns, and topics that they have technology-wise that can also help direct them to the right resource in the event that they've got some non-technology related questions and concerns.
You know, this year is going to be, like you said, it's got kind of the hybrid model going on with a lot of school districts, and I would think it would be very difficult to plan, but obviously you've got some kind of a contingency plan, you know, for COVID-19 if this whole thing goes south.
Yeah, if you know, I guess I should say when, not if. When we have situations occur that are going to require students or groups of students to quarantine, we've really tried to position ourselves as well as we can to provide virtual access to the learning materials and the learning activities that students will be expected to do during the 2 weeks of the quarantine. And you know, there's no question it's going to be a challenge because our regular classroom teachers that are teaching in person are also charged with managing that. And then we've got another cadre of teachers that we've repurposed to handle the virtual learning facilitation, which is an entirely different thing where kids or families have committed to go entirely online for the first semester. So there's a lot of moving parts to this. It's taken a significant amount of planning. There will be bumps in the road, as there have been, but you know, we'll get through those, and I'm confident that we're as well positioned as we can to meet as many of our students and families' needs as possible.
All right, Dr. Theron Schutte joining us, Marshalltown School Superintendent. Hey, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, sir.